Alright, now, good evening to you guys. I'm Victor Jordan. I hope you guys are great. Alright, now, that's my point. Alright, now, you know how the United States and this racist-ass clown, Blow Biden, alright, now, and his crackhead son, you know, just disrespected Israel and disrespected God's people and disrespected God's country like that. Alright, now, you know, any country, you know, should not be treated like that. These sons of bitches fired 180 missiles into Israel, right? Then bothered to tell them they're going to shoot bombs at them. Then this old racist-ass pedophile clown talked about, oh, he gave them a warning. He should have told Israel that he was shooting the bombs in the first place. Until his raggedy ass got caught this morning. Actually, last night got caught this. That makes sense. I was talking about this last night, right? They did. They do record everything I say, but I did not put it online until this morning. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, how the United States literally shot these rockets. All right, now, wanting to say Iran. You know how they love to do the stereotype thing, America's so racist. Well, you know, they're a terrorist, and, you know, they're black. They're savage, and, you know, look, they're Middle Eastern, they're a terrorist. And it is the Ku Klux Klan that happens to be white that did the terroristic attacks. What's up? How this asshole disrespected Israel. He didn't bother to tell the Israeli government or the Israeli people he was going to shoot 180 trajectory weapons into their country. Bombs, basically, they explode. All right, now that's what it caused catastrophes and craters and destroy businesses and buildings, okay? He did not bother to tell them that, and Biden is a lie talk about the United States shot stuff down. The U.S., what is it, David Sling, all right, now, and, you know, that's pretty cool, David Sling, Arrow, all right, now, the other one is the Iron Dome, they shot that stuff down. Right? The United States was on standby orchestrating that fucking terrorist attack. Does that make sense? And the United States has disrespected Israel so bad to not mention, right now, everybody did not agree with the shit that Biden was going to do. It was a very small, you know, let's get that all the way straight. Some of them dudes did not agree with that, all right? And it was very few people looked into it, and they were like saying, this is not the way to do this. All right, no, basically they had lost, and they had gotten exposed, all right, lying about walls that don't exist because the shithole and these other shitholes are so racist, all right? Now, I'm not voting in the presidential election. I told you guys as to why. Like I said, the main two characters, does that make sense? All right, now, Kamala and Trump, I don't have a problem with them, all right? Now, the vice president picks on both sides, they're complete shit. Does that make sense? All right, now, they're pretty bad picks, all right? Now, that's the Lord, all right? Now, but as far as, like, you know, the main characters, all right? Now, so I would endorse Trump, but I said I'm not voting because I want no faggot to lose. They stand they dumbasses up. I guess the whole world can see why. I do not want my money back in the United States ever, never, not ever. They dragged his monkey racist ass at the top of the day, didn't they? They dragged his monkey ass. They dragged his old monkey ass all across this globe today. Oh, stupid ass Bo Biden, right? They didn't drag his monkey ass, right? What's up? Clearly, every country, even in the NATO, we're not looped into that shit. Right? What's up, right? All right, no, so, you know, this racist pedophile Bo Biden, he disrespected Israel so bad. He did not bother to tell the Israeli people that the United States orchestrated a terrorist attack to shoot 180 bombs into their country, right? Which is a trajectory weapon, a missile. He didn't bother to tell them that because clearly, you know, they would not have been cool with the United States bombing their territory to try to steal. They would not have been cool with the United States bombing, you know, potential danger to their buildings, properties, and people trying to steal. They would not have been cool with this shit that this old racist-ass clown cooked up with his crackhead dumbass son. Clearly, the Israelis were not cool in it, so the United States didn't bother to tell them. Right? All right, no talk about, well, they gave them a warning. They didn't have to give them a warning. The United States, you know, okay, if you go, tell the whole truth. Tell the Israeli people that you called Iran to shoot missiles at them. Tell them the whole truth. Because you know, this old raggedy-ass racist knew he understood the Israeli government and people would not have been cool with that shit. People shooting missiles into their country. That's why he did not loop the Israeli people in. I'm not lying, right? When his raggedy ass got caught, he started talking about, well, he talked to Israel. After his old monkey ass got caught, talking about they're okay for the damages. And don't worry, if he can steal, he'll get him some money. His dumb old ass. And what they tell his monkey old racist ass, he's not stealing shit. And they dragged that stupid son of a bitch all across the planet today, right? What's up? How this racist just disrespected Israel like that? Just a nasty piece of shit. He didn't bother to tell Israeli people that he was going to shoot over 100, 200 missiles into their country. He didn't bother to tell the Israeli government with respect, with as an ally, that he was going to shoot 200 missiles into their country. This disrespectful, decrepit, stupid asshole racist in his crackhead son. What's up? Goddamn white supremacist clan, right? He didn't bother to tell the Israeli government anything. Just a disrespectful piece of shit racist, right? You don't do no bullshit like that, right?
because he understood that the Israeli government and the people would have never let that shit fly. Now, you're not going to shoot missiles into our country. Now, you're not going to jeopardize our property in our land. So this dumbass racist knew they would say no. So he did it anyway by calling Iran, right? Does that make sense? All right. Now, you say you can say Iran fighting the missiles, which they did, and that's on Iran, all right? Now, you won't say you bless those that bless Israel, who curse those that curse Israel. But you got to say the United States shot the rockets. Does that make sense? Because the United States reached out to Iran, this stupid-ass racist and this crackhead sign. The way that these asshole racists have disrespected Israel, does that make sense? Okay, they went by the whole thing. Okay, well, you know, they're niggers, they're violent, and then, like, you know, they're Middle Eastern, you know, they're so violent, but it's the KKK Klan racist that did the fucking bombing and tried to do it behind somebody else's skin to play into a stereotype. Well, nobody suspects him because he's a racist, and that's what the American propagandized machine does, right? You don't ever disrespect no country and no people like that. That if you're going to shoot bombs into their country, you don't tell them shit. Talk about you warned them. I know your raggedy ass did warn them. Your ass was shooting the missiles, right? Oh, Biden. Stupid ass clown racist, right? Ooh, that shit just make you angry. How they disrespect and how they treated Israel, right? So Biden told Israel today, when his raggedy ass got caught by Jesus' goodness, right? Because of Jesus. By Jesus, by Father God Jehovah. His old nasty ass got caught. Not by me, not by might, not by power, because I don't got any power, because Father God Jehovah watches over Israel. His raggedy old shitty clown racist ass got caught. It had to fess up internationally and behind the scenes in the knit-knit group that he bombed Israel. His old nasty raggedy ass had to fess up to it. And then try to spin it. Well, they're going to tell him. No, he wasn't going to tell them. He could have told them yesterday when they were shooting bombs into their country. His old dumb racist ass didn't bother to. He couldn't tell them anything. His nasty old ass, right? How this racist ass clown disrespect Israel. People would disrespect his legacy. People would disrespect his descendants. People would disrespect his family. He will disrespect his household. He has disrespected his bloodline, his foolish ass, and he has disrespected his memory. Does that make sense? When he get his raggedy ass out of office, does that make sense? The floodgate's going to open on this son of a bitch. Everybody's going to talk about every bad thing he's ever done. The racism, the pedophilia, the floodgates will be open on this son of a bitch. The lynchings, the racism, the bigotry, the floodgates. It's not shit, this racist. In his life, he going to see it all crumble and burn to pieces, right, with how he disrespected and how he did Israel. You know, you mark my words, right? All right, now what a clown ass racist, but you know, okay, clearly Biden had a clear understanding that the Israeli government and people would not have been okay with him shooting bombs in their country. They would not have been okay with him shooting missiles into their country. They would have not been okay with them reaching out to an adversary in Israel to shoot bombs at them. Clearly, you know, this dumb son of a bitch understood that Israel would never co-sign that shit. So he didn't bother to tell them until his old raggedy ass got caught, right? What's up? Biden shot Israel. Biden shot missiles in Israel. Biden bombed Israel. Biden destroyed property in Israel. Biden targeted the Israeli people trying to stoke up fear so his dumb old clown racist ass can steal his dumb ass crackhead sign. Biden did that bullshit, right? What's up, right? These fucking racists have lost their minds, right? These fucking Democrats too, right? What's up, right? The way they have disrespected and treated Israel, didn't say shit to the Israeli people. When his raggedy old ass got caught, he talking about, well, you know, he can get him some money. Stupid ass, right? God help that fool. All right, now that's before the Lord. Okay, 200 missiles were shot at the at Israel. How many curses did this piece of shit racist sitting in the president's seat bring on the United States? You gotta ask yourself that, right? I guess the whole world can see why I don't want my money anywhere near the United States. No fucking way. They dragged this monkey ass racist across the planet. They said, hey man, they were telling him like nothing's coming back to the United States, you dumb piece of shit, right? They dragged that clown ass racist. He had to admit to orchestrating that bullshit. And then he tell Israel, he had to admit he didn't tell Israel shit. And his old raggedy racist ass was not going to tell Israel anything. Stupid ass, right? What a clown. Thank you, God. All right, no, it just makes you angry how they disrespect it and how they treated God's people, how they treated Israel, any country. You don't fire bombs and do that to any country. You don't disrespect any country like that. You don't do that to no country like that and jeopardize their people, their government like that. Does that make sense right now? Israel is the apple of God's eye. This jackass picked Israel to do atrocities against because this racist clown ass want to like make the region unstable so his dumb old ass could pretend there's a war so his clown ass could bet the steel talk about the United States need money to fight the war that his ass was trying to stoke, that he tried to start a war. This son of a bitch racist tried to start World War III so his stupid old ass could steal. No matter how about the casualties, as long as this racist ass clown can steal. They people of color anyway. They're not white, you know. They're not, you know, just that he didn't care. They people of color. They're not like him, so he don't care if they get destroyed. He don't care if people get destroyed, get hurt, get injured. He is a stupid ass sick old racist. He ain't sick, he's stupid ass evil old racist, right? You notice how this bitch, he disrespected Israel, got forgiven with the language. He disrespected Israel in such a horrible way. Shot bombs into Israel, didn't bother to tell the prime minister, didn't bother to tell the people shit. And then when his old raggedy ass got caught talking about, well, you know, he reached out and talked to him. And they dragged his monkey ass all across this globe today, right? Told them shit is not coming back to America, right? How these races are willing to look at me like he called a clan on me, talking about, well, get rid of this nigger, hang this nigger. Just get rid of this nigger. He lynched me. He starved me like some right on me. He kept drying up my money. Or that bitch quit telling while saying it last night, talking about, well, you know, out on the streets, so right now, nobody's dove at me about no streets. Does that make sense? You do record everything. Nobody has, right? Just some ugly bitch trying to lie, right? What's up? Mexico right there. I did buy a ticket, right? Are you stupid? I do have a passport, right? You some dumbass racist and ugly ass whore, right? I'm going to China to go to the bank. I'm not giving America shit. America got told today they're not getting shit. America got told today the money's not coming back to the United States. America got told today about this terrorism and this racism. America got told today that they can hang up begging. America got told today nobody's helping their asses. America got told today, right? They had to fess up to not telling Israel shit. He talked about it when his raggedy ass got caught. He was not going to say anything, his old racist ass. It's nothing for you to warrant of missiles coming because your dumb ass told him to fire them in the first place. Stupid ass racist. And he feel like, okay, well, you know, they're Arabic, so they're violent anyway. Get them to shoot them, right? I mean, his coward racist as a racist still, right? He didn't bother to shoot the missiles himself. He told the Iranian people to shoot them because people look at them like savages and violent anyway. It's the violent ass clan racist that did the shit. Just an ass. You better repent for how he treated Israel. He was a stupid ass fool. By admission, they did admit that Israel did admit Biden didn't tell them shit, right? They did admit in the Ditnut group that Biden didn't tell them shit, right? They're in the Ditnut group. They did admit, all right, well, some of them are. They did admit that Biden did not tell them shit. So the first they heard of this was today. How he didn't bother to look them in because his racist clown ass was not going to tell them shit. This son of a bitch would destabilized the whole region just so him and his stupid ass crackhead son, his clown ass family could steal, right? What a clown. I hope you guys are well and great. Just, it's not right how America treated Israel. Everybody was not on board with that shit. Let's be all the way fair about that, right? Just is a stupid-ass racist man. Well, that makes, well, you know, they're Arabic and they're violent. Okay, clearly the Klan got caught and he violent, right? Throwing rocks and hiding his hand, right? Hiding behind other people's skin, right? Trying to, like, you know, just an ass. The Lord will answer Biden and his crackhead son and his family for how they disrespected and how they treated Israel. The Lord Jesus, Lord God Jehovah, the Lord God Jehovah said Israel is the apple of his eye. The Lord will answer Biden and his crackhead son and his family for how they treated and disrespected Israel. They didn't bother to tell Israel anything. They got in a Ditnut group in Israel admitted today that the United States did not loop them in. And the United States starts trying to offer money. So I don't even think the United States offered the Israeli people, they didn't even offer Israeli people $8 trillion. But he can steal, he'll give them, he'll give them a little bit of money, right? He can't steal shit. They told him, he's like, you dumb old ass ain't stealing anything. That's my God's voice, right? Okay, when I go to the bank in China, clearly, everybody on planet Earth can understand why I never put my money back to the United States. I don't give a fuck what they put in the White House. America's rotten to the core. On the basis of racism, horror, right? Lynch, lie, frame. Do what you gotta do as long as the racist agenda can go for it, right? This son of a bitch trying to, do all that to steal money that's not even his, that has no attachment to his clown or racist ass, right? He did have to admit to the Ditnut group today, he did admit he didn't even loop Israel in, right? Which means they were not cool with him bombing them. They were not cool with this dumb son of a bitch shooting missiles at them. They were not cool with him putting their people and their government and their country at risk. They were not cool with their property being damaged. They were not cool with it. He had to admit in the Ditnut group that, you know, he did not loop Israel in. He did admit that he did not tell Israel, his dumb old ass, right? His ragged ass was not going to tell Israel until he got busted, his old nasty ass, right? Actually, last night, I just talked about it this morning. Right? The same way, you know, Brother Kate don't have cancer. The same way Trump got a daughter in the Ditnut group. The same way Mitchie boy got a Chinese daughter in the Ditnut group. The same way Biden got a granddaughter in the Ditnut group. Oh, my shit. We can keep going and going. I told you guys it's a working formula. By Jesus, in Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Does that make sense? Right? And I'm not some damn psychic. It's in Jesus, by Jesus. All right? No, that's for Lord right now. What's up, right? It was developed back in 2021, so it's pretty fast now. But ain't nobody but Jesus. This old racist-ass clown had to admit that he completely, blatantly disrespected Israel and then bothered to tell the Israeli people or government nothing. But just shot bombs into their country so his old raggedy, nasty ass could steal. His old racist ass did keep confronting your Ditnut group and he did admit to that, right? What does this clown ass racist have to say for himself to do any country like that? Thank you, God. Especially God's people. The apple of God's is Israel. Biden, he will pay for that in God. The Lord God Jehovah will deal with that. You better believe it, right? But to disrespect any country like that, to shoot missiles, against the government and their people, to cause potential damage and danger, this is a clown-ass racist fool. You don't treat people like that. That's not right. Especially on the basis of some clown-ass, dumb-ass racist trying to steal. and got so mad because he being told no, because America has fucked these racists up so bad. They feel like they can do it and do anything and treat anybody any kind of way. But Biden, he can mark my words, just sure as Jesus loves the Lord, he is not going to get away with it. The Lord's going to answer his ass. Every rotten, awful thing his nasty ass ever has done, people going to start telling on him. All right, now, just a nasty ass clown racist, right? This from the son of a bitch that tried to frame me tens of thousands of times with that type of evil looking everything about me tens of thousands of times for 3 whole years. Just a nasty piece of shit scum racist. You don't ever treat somebody like this. You'll never treat no other country like this, a sovereign country like this. Clearly, Israel was not cool with it to the fact that his raggedy ass had to admit in the Dittner group today he didn't tell Israel. And Israel said, no, he did not tell us this, right? They did say that, but I didn't tell them this, right? And when his old racist ass got caught, his raggedy ass started making promises then, trying to steal his dumb ass. I mean, when he could tell, clearly, he was not going to tell Israel shit, his nasty old ass, right? See, Jesus don't like ugly, and God watches over Israel. I'm a human, right? I don't have power like that. Jesus ain't reworking for him. All right, now, but I hope that you guys will agree to right now. You know, look at how this clown blatantly, openly disrespected Israel. And want to let it. Every other race is a terrorist, but the white supremacist clan. Biden clearly is a terrorist and got caught being a fucking terrorist, right? That right, no, terrorism is not in the skin color, it's in the heart. It's a fucked up heart, clown ass, stupid asshole, racist, and his dumb ass crackhead sign. Will destroy, hurt, and harm anybody so they dumb asses can try to steal. Fucked up and selfish. Thank you guys so much.